Yeah, we were up there this week too. It was a nice, good chill again.
Hey, Tony, when you broke your collarbone, can you kind of understand what Aaron's going through and how difficult is that to make sure that thing's right?
Yeah, it's very difficult. It really doesn't necessarily... Obviously, the discomfort, and if you're feeling it at all, you can't come back and play. But even more so than that, even when you get relatively where you feel like it's pain-free, it still doesn't mean you're ready to play just because it's such an easy thing to hurt again. And it's a little different in the sense that if you come back right when you feel like you're healthy, there's just so many cases of people going down with another collarbone injury, the same one just re-injuring it. And, you know, that really plays a big role in determining when you come back. And it's always an injury that you almost have to wait longer than initially diagnosed, simply because it just... The re-injury factor alone plays such a high role.
When Tony, did you feel right? I know you didn't come back and play again in 2010, but was it not till the next off season that you were back to normal again?
You know, they said initially the 6 to 8 week mark, but you probably didn't. I probably didn't feel. You know, you probably could go out and play. It's going to have some discomfort. And you just have such an injury factor before that week, you know, 9 or 10, it felt like, for me, you know, I had a pretty good size break, so it took a good 10 weeks on mine, you know, before I felt as though you could do what you wanted to do. And you know, from that standpoint, just, you know, each one might be a little bit different, though.
So, Tony, based on your experience, would you not be surprised if Aaron Rodgers didn't come back this season?
Well, I think in our case, a lot of it was dependent upon... where we were and what position we were in and if we had the opportunity to continue to play. And we didn't that year, so it made the decision easy on the doctors, I think. But, you know, I was doing everything I could to get back out there. I know Aaron's doing the same thing, but you also have to be smart about it. And, you know, if he's been feeling good, you know, for a couple weeks, then I think that's something where you could really have a chance to say the re-injury factor has gone down. And if that's the case, then you might be able to go. But if you haven't felt good for a while, I think it just crops up randomly after 3 days. You just don't realize it's still painful there when you do something a little different.
Tony, just to clarify, was yours a displaced fracture? Did it break in half?
Yeah, mine was pretty bad. Mine was displaced.
What do you see in Matt Flynn, Tony?
You know, a good young quarterback. He's got good poise. You know, you can tell he's learned a little bit through osmosis with watching Aaron and following some of his mannerisms as far as the drop and the way he goes through the progressions and just his overall footwork in some ways looks similar. And, you know, he's done a real good job for them.
I'm sure you're sick of being asked and about and talking about it, but what's been the difference for you guys between, you know, September, October, then those end of season games?
Well, you know, we actually won 3 of our first 4 last year in December, so I don't know that, you know, if you want to take it 4 years or a year or whatever, I mean, it's just, you know, usually we have a lot of division games in December. We've been on the road. I mean, there's different things that come into play upon that. Each year is separate and different. You go back 3 years ago, we weren't very good in December. You go back to last year, we were pretty good. You know, this year we're 0-1. So, you know, it's a thing that obviously, you know, it's something good to write about because it makes it an enjoyable thing for people to read. And, you know, that's part of the greatness of the game. But, you know, we just look at each game separately, individually, and go out and try and win that game.
Tony, how do teams generally try to divide their attention to Witten and Dez Bryant? I mean, is it you kind of feel like that's a pick-your-poison kind of a situation?
Yeah, teams will do different things. I think, you know, we feel strongly about a lot of our guys that we have the ability to take the matchups that we like and go to them and you know, almost allow the defense to choose what they want to take away, and then you can take advantage of some other stuff. So each week's a little different.
Could you talk about the play of Travis Frederick and just kind of that process of getting on the same page with the new center?
Yeah, he's done a real good job. He's a smart player, has a great understanding of the game, and you know, does things very quickly, which makes my job easier, and he's been a big plus for us.
Does it take a while to get on the same page with the center, or is it maybe even still a work in progress?
Not with Travis. He's very, you know, he's a serious player that cares about his craft and really puts a lot of effort and time into it. So he picks things up pretty quickly, and he's continually gotten better and better.
Tony, kind of another similarity with Aaron, the way your defense is playing. Aaron was asked to put up an awful lot of points the last couple of years. You feeling that same way?
Well, I think each year, you know, you your team needs different things, and you just kind of have to understand, you know, certain games are going to be a little bit more scoring, and you have to have the ability to put more points on the board. And, you know, we just need to win some games here and get ourselves in position to go get in the tournament, and that's what we're trying to do.
I think Green Bay's corner, Dom Capers, on Monday said that you're having your best season in his estimation. I guess would you agree with that?
Well, ultimately, we're judged by wins and losses. So, you know, I can remember not playing, you know, as well in certain situations in our team, you know, overcoming me when I was younger. And then, you know, the older you get, you can play better. But yet our team didn't play as well in different years. And, you know, it's just essentially the ultimate team sport that we need everybody. So, you know, as you continue to get better and better, you just have to have an understanding the team will continue to get better and better, and time comes you'll be a good enough football team.
What's a part of your game you've gotten better at, you think?
Just a lot. I mean, really, I couldn't give you one thing. Overall, just, you know, it's probably 50 things I've gotten better at. But, you know, I'm continuing to grow and get better as a quarterback, and, you know, I think that's just something I've always wanted to do, was just make sure I was better each year than the previous, and I put a lot of time and effort into that, to making that happen.
Tony, where does the running game fit in your offense? You have so many, you know, big-time targets that you can go to in the passing game and ability to score a lot. Where do you see that fitting in, and what needs to happen? You know, how often do you need to use it to be successful?
That's a good question. I think each week is a little different, you know, depending upon who you're playing against, what their weaknesses are, and what you feel like gives you the best opportunity to score and to win the game the right way. And I think that's what we're trying to do each week. I don't know that you can pinpoint what exactly you need to do overall, because each week is a little different.
Yeah, I'm guessing you've seen the Packers defense on film for at least a few weeks here. Did they look different to you at all last week?
I wouldn't necessarily say. I mean, sometimes things can be, a game or two can change a lot in the way that people think and everything, but, you know, they're aggressive attacking style defense. Coach Capers has, you know, done a great job for a long time just putting them in some really good position, and they got some good players who do some things really well that you got to account for. So, to me, it's a great test for us, and, you know, they're going to have a really strong blitz package you got to be prepared for.
You going to come back to Green Bay to play in the Badgerland this year?
We'll see. We'll check the dates.
Okay. Missed you last year.
Yeah, I know. I enjoyed it a couple of years ago. It was fun hanging out with Dad and some of the guys.